Hey everyone, welcome to tonight's call, and hope you had a nice Thanksgiving week and holiday. I know, somehow it's turned into one Thanksgiving dinner's not enough. So we had three of them this year. But anyways, nice to be back to normal. So let's kind of kick it off. We'll talk about the next 5 weeks here, right? Because it's interesting, you know, as we enter the holiday season. And, you know, if you prepare properly and kind of think about the right way, you know, you can have a successful time. So this will be kind of a theme as we go through the next few weeks. You know what I mean? There'll be kind of, you know, how to get through them the best way possible. And so we'll kind of kick it off right now. Firstly, I always think about how to phrase things differently. And one of the thoughts that was coming to mind, I always talk about not being all or nothing with your weight loss and how you're thinking about things. And so another way to do that is to think and recognize that your weight is an average. And what I mean by that is that sometimes we tend to, you know, we overeat and, you know, we think we've kind of blown it. But it's really important to recognize that your weight really is an average of, you know, 365 days a year, all the years you've been alive. You know, so I think that gives it a more accurate perspective. And, you know, maybe not your whole life, but certainly, I don't know, 6 months, a year is a nice way to think about it. And so what I mean by that, again, the reason I say it is, you know, even if you stuffed yourself silly for the last 3 days, so what? I mean, it's 3 days. Again, it's an average. It's not like one day of overeating or a week of overeating is going to really affect your weight all that much, ultimately, you know, as long as, again, you know, the norm, the average is under control. So, again, that's the point here is that, you know, maybe you overate a little more than you did, maybe did great. Either way, it don't matter now, right? I mean, because this point forward is, you know, it's just about refocusing and getting back on track with things. And so that's kind of the point, you know, where are you, right? Where are you at? You know, did you stuff yourself silly, drink too much, feel like crap? Or did you, again, kind of float through it and do pretty well? So if you did well, you know, again, you can pat yourself on the back, appreciate that, you know, learn some lessons from it. How did you do it? Hey, what were the strategies, the physical, mental, emotional strategies you used in order to, you know, control your eating and eat the way that you wanted to? And if you had a, you know, you just ate yourself silly for 3 or 4 days, that's okay as well. You know, let it go. If you want, you know, again, you can look at it and learn from it, right? With the old knowing what I know now, what could I have done differently? You know what I mean? Kind of teach yourself some things. It's not the biggest deal. You know, we're only talking about a couple days a year. One day a year, it's not that big of a deal. But any opportunity you have to learn, you know, you should take advantage of. All right. So again, as I was saying, you know, all or something, and this is really what I want to move into in the next 5 weeks here. So that you can have the most successful 5 weeks possible is you probably aren't going to be all, you know what I mean? Typically it's difficult to be, you know, all on track 100% during the holiday season. Okay. If you're in a situation where that's your goal and you can do it and that's what you're aiming to do, then great. Okay. Then again, take what I'm saying here and just kind of magnify it. However, for a lot of people, the more appropriate response is to be something, right? To kind of live in this gray area, you know, where, again, you're not going eating perfectly. You're not exercising perfectly, maybe, but you're not just completely, you know, shutting down shop till the 1st of January, right? Just not paying attention to anything. And I don't care. I'm just going to, you know, I'm checking out until January. We do not want to do that. Okay. For you guys in this program, that is the most, that's kind of the worst case scenario is just going completely out. Screw it. I'm not, you know, catch me in January. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that ever again. You know what I mean? You can give yourself a week here and there, you go on vacation or something, but you really don't want to go longer than that. Okay. So that being said though, again, it doesn't have to be all, but you definitely want to be something, you know, at least. And so, we'll go through some ways to do that in a moment. You don't need grand slams, right? And so basically what that means is, so we're going to talk about 5 weeks. And so what's interesting this year is we got an extra week before Christmas. Okay. So, this makes it extra important, I think, to get yourself back on track now, you know, at least, you know, get pretty solid for the next few weeks. And then again, if you want to take your foot off the gas, which I'm a big fan of, because let me explain this. Remember, right, what we're doing here, yeah, we want to lose weight, but really the main goal is we want to increase the quality of our lives. And I believe part of what increases the quality of our lives is being able to eat what we want during the holidays, Again, we don't want to stuff ourselves silly. I mean, you know what I mean? It's not this gluttonous thing, but we also want to take our foot off the gas a little bit, just kind of relax a little, enjoy ourselves, and kind of enjoy the fruits of our labor, right? And so the labor is that, you know, the rest of the year, we're living a healthy way so that we can eat a little extra during the holidays. We drink a little extra, whatever it is that you want to do. That's the reason why we commit to living healthy and doing all the healthy things, you know, so that we can guilt-free enjoy, you know, eating a little extra on Thanksgiving week, eating a little extra during the holidays. Okay. So this isn't about, you don't need grand slams this month. That's my opinion. Again, if you're in the all mode, then ignore what I'm saying when I'm talking about something. Okay. Cause again, different people have different schedules and situations. And so sometimes, for whatever reason, the holidays is a great time to be all for you. It does happen sometimes. If that's your case, go for it. But it's not necessary. And so again, you don't need to be on track perfect 100%, you know, this month here. And again, you know, it's all about patience here. So if last week you were overeating a bit, now you're getting back on track, have some patience with yourself. You know what I mean? Like sometimes we, you know, we got a few days where we just kind of went crazy and then we want to go to get back on track. And sometimes getting back on track, it's a little hard, right? You've stoked the cravings. You're a little tired from the eating and the partying maybe. And so to get yourself back on track, it doesn't have to happen all at once. You know, have a little bit of patience with yourself. And that's going to be a theme. You know, we're going to talk about that over this next month. In reality, nature-wise, December is the darkest month of the year. And I think, in my opinion, again, this is just mine, and you don't have to accept this, but I think of December as almost kind of, it's like my slowest month. Like I do a lot of reflection. There's going to be a lesson on reflection and talking about that. But for me personally, it's not a time when I hit the gas pedal 100 miles an hour, you know, not for me. And so, you know, bring some patience into this whole process and, begin to appreciate, you know, what you've done. And again, as I said, we're going to go through that in the coming weeks here. And then again, we want to think in terms of months, years, and decades. And I think by doing that, it really supports this idea that you don't need to go crazy, you know, right now. You know what I mean? Enjoy yourself, appreciate what you've done, and start thinking to yourself, you know, where do you want to be next year at this time? This is a great question to ask right now. I find this to be one of the more motivating things that you could ask yourself and think about, right? Because it expands the way that we're thinking about this whole process. Again, I've said this a million times, but our minds naturally think of weight loss in short terms, right? So again, we think, you know, how much weight can I lose this month? But when you start thinking on a year, that's much more realistic. And it's also much better for your maintenance and long-term success. Okay. So, again, we want to think, I'm a huge fan. I like measuring myself. I mean, I do this regularly pretty much around the year, but especially right around Thanksgiving, I'm a big fan of looking like, where was I last year? Where I'm at now? Where do I want to be next year? You know? So I suggest that you adopt some of that. Okay, so the fundamentals, right? This is what we're talking about, and you can't hear this stuff enough. So this was the key thing, right? So, and I want to go through this because one thing that's interesting, if last week you did kind of overeat and you just, you know, stop thinking about food and wait for a little while, one of the things that's interesting about that is it becomes like a stress test on your habits. And so when you take your kind of eye off the ball with the whole health thing, you will notice that some habits stick with you still and some habits don't. Right. And so you might notice, well, you still drank your water and you still, you know, ate your salads, but you stopped meditating and you went to bed later and whatever. So it's kind of interesting to notice that when you stop paying attention to things, which ones stick and which ones don't, because that will allow you to realize, you know, which ones are pretty installed and ingrained and which ones you need to give a little more effort to. Okay. And so the fundamentals, right? Water, right? So we talk about that all the time. And so you want to use that again, if you're looking to get back on track, and I don't mean, by the way, let me just make a quick point. I don't mean to assume that you overate last week, but I'm just kind of talking that way because that's kind of the norm, right? And so if that doesn't apply to you, you didn't overeat last week and you're just coasting right into this week, then super. Again, the fundamentals are still the fundamentals, so you're still going to use these. But again, I'm not talking to you so much. I'm talking more to the person who just, you know, ate a little bit extra and now is looking to get back on track. Because yeah, you got 5 weeks coming up and we want to hit January 1st with some momentum. Now, again, momentum is interesting. It doesn't just have to be weight loss momentum. Do you understand? again, I like to think of, and this is how the lessons for this month coming up are really geared more towards your energy and reflection and learning. It's not so much about, again, this is my opinion, you can tweak this the way you want to. It's not so much about, let me lose some weight before the first of the year. It's more about, okay, let me solidify my structures. Let me work on my habits. Let me get myself ready to go. Let me reflect. Let me relax and rejuvenate. That's what I like to think is December as. It's the darkest month. I like to think it's kind of the month of recovery and rest. And I know in reality, right, in our culture, it's the busiest month where there's so much stress and stuff going on. So we'll work on dealing with that. But I personally, when I get the opportunity, I like to kind of slow it down. And I like to use it as a jumping off point for January. And I like to prepare myself to be in a peak state for January 1st. Okay. So again, the fundamentals, right? So if you're looking to get back on track, water, right? Water, 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 water. So if you're eating a lot of food, maybe drinking too much, not getting sleep, whatever, water is your friend. The quicker you can get that, and hopefully, I want you to kind of grade yourself a little bit here. The last week, did you drink as much water as you normally do, as much as you wanted to? Okay. So I ate more than I normally do. I didn't stuff myself, but I definitely ate more than I normally do, and it was types of foods that I don't normally eat. However, I also drank extra water. And again, there's obviously a physical benefit to that, but there's also a mental and emotional benefit, you know, of knowing that I feel like, okay, well, I balanced it out a little bit. And I find that to be helpful. So if you're looking to get back on track this week, water is always your friend. And remember, it's always giving you a suggestion. Not only is there the physical benefit of it, but there's a psychological benefit of it. It's kind of like a hypnotic suggestion that every time you're drinking that water, you're doing something healthy for yourself. Okay. Sleep and rest. Again, that's, to me, I like December as the month of sleep and rest. And I know that goes against so much. And like I said, we're going to talk about this. I think if you set things up correctly, if you relax and you look at this month strategically and plan it out as best as you can find opportunities for more sleep and rest. Right. And so, like I said, we will go through that probably next week, I believe. We'll start talking about that. But even if, So I was up a little extra late, you know, last week, and I was eating more than I normally do. And so Sunday night comes and it's like, I'm in bed early. Last night, I'm in bed early. Tonight, I'll be in bed early because I'm looking to recover, right? Because I ate more, because I ate different types of foods, more processed type foods than I normally do. I know my body was using more energy digesting it. Okay. And so, I'm looking to recover from that with extra sleep and rest when I can get it. Okay. So I suggest the same thing to you, that if you again had a more active week, ate more of the processed foods last week, one of the easiest ways to get back on track, get your body to kind of recover from it, sleep and rest, right? So make that a priority. Relaxation and breathing. Now, again, relaxation and breathing, the main ways of doing this, right? You can sit in a chair and do a progressive relaxation. You can just relax your body while you're watching TV. You can relax your body. Right now, again, your mind is kind of active when you're doing that, so it's not quite the same level, but it's still all right. Relax your body, do some deeper breathing while you're driving your car, right? While you're lying in bed, while you're taking a shower, right? That can be relaxing, or you're taking a bath. So look for opportunities to relax and breathe. And that is so important this month, you know, because like I said, again, it's nature's time to say, okay, let's wind down. It's the darkest time of the year, right? It's a wind down time. Our culture says the opposite. Let's speed up. Da, 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 da. But we don't have to give into that. You know, we really don't. We do have some control over that. And I think you'll recognize more and more options to kind of not have to just go into that cultural, you know, this spinning our wheels like crazy during the holiday times by looking for opportunities to relax and breathe more. Okay. Nourishment. Again, you know, I can't tell you, this was another thing that's really interesting. When I eat crappy for a few days, and then when I get to come back to my salads, it is, I appreciate it. You know what I mean? Like, my body's like, thank God. My body feels so much better. You know what I mean? Like eating my normal salads. So whatever your nourishment routines are, and again, just real quick, always, you know, you want to start with the breakfast, and then you move on to lunch, and then you move on to dinner. And so, you know, Monday comes, you want to, you know, right back to Monday breakfast, you know what I mean? Monday lunch, hopefully. And so again, what you're doing is not only are you helping your body, you know, feel better, but again, you're psychologically, you're getting yourself back on track. You see what I mean? So we're not just saying to ourselves, right? Oh my God, I ate everything last week. I pigged out and everything. And now I just got to eat better. if we're just focused on eating, we're never filling up, we're never securing the foundation. That's what these fundamentals are. These are your foundation. And when you put these foundational pieces in, it gives you the ability to make the right food choices, you know? So we don't want to just say, oh, I'm just going to eat better now. You know what I mean? But meanwhile, we're dehydrated, we're exhausted, we're all tense, and we haven't eaten any natural healthy foods in a week, right? It's going to be real hard to get ourselves back on track then, okay? So we always want to commit to these fundamentals, and they're your best friend and your best weapon to get back on track. And this is what, by the way, this is why last week, I didn't care if I was overeating. I don't care if I'm eating like crap, because I know I've got a rock solid foundation, you know, just waiting for me on Monday. Okay. Movement, again, even walking. Now, again, these are things you could have implemented last week, even when you're eating crappy, right? So, again, movement, whatever that may be for you, meditation, you know, super, super helpful. Not only meditation calms your mind down, but it also will help you relax and you'll breathe as well, right? So those are kind of, you know, that's a way to knock, remember the master ritual, to knock the relaxation, the movement, the meditation, the gratitude all out at once, right? And again, gratitude. So I hope last week you're able to tap into some gratitude. You know, I was kind of feeling that intentionally. And I had a great, you know, for me, I had a great couple of days where I saw some really cool people, and it was very easy to feel gratitude. And I think this day and age, you know, the cultural temperature, feeling more gratitude, really, it feels nice. You know, it's a lot better. So again, the master ritual that I practice, again, at night, do a sun salutation or two. Again, this is the minimum one, a sun salutation or two, just to kind of move the body. And even before you do that, you're just kind of standing there and you're relaxing your body. You're taking a couple deep breaths, and then you're doing the sun salutation. And, you know, and then after that, if you want, you could take a moment or two and just meditate. Right. So again, the master ritual can be a few moments, you know, like literally 2-3 minutes. But that 2-3 minutes, again, why is it the master ritual? Because it takes care of your movement, your relaxation and breathing, your meditation, right? You can pop some gratitude in there as well. And if you do it before you go to bed, it's going to improve your sleeping, right? Guaranteed, you will find yourself able to fall asleep quicker. And a lot of times you'll find yourself sleeping more soundly through the evening. Okay, so again, these are the fundamentals that we want to keep in mind. So let's just talk about getting some leverage on ourselves, you know, as this month comes up. And really what this is about getting back on track, right? So again, we're on vacation, holiday mode, and now it's, you know, it's a new week. How do we get ourselves back on track, right? Sometimes people say, geez, I was doing so well, and then all of a sudden I had that. So this is a skill you're going to use over and over again, and this is a real easy way to do it, is that we want to tap into the pain of the overweight lifestyle. And so if you did eat a lot last week, we want to utilize it. Okay, understand this is called utilization, and we're always going to make mistakes. That it's always going to happen that we're going to make mistakes at some point. And so instead of beating ourselves up about it or feeling horrible about it or feeling, oh God, I was doing so great, now I totally blew it and I'm screwed. Instead, what we want to do is we want to say, okay, how does it feel to live that way? Right. So again, I did this with the meditation. I was talking about how my meditation routine kind of lapsed a little bit. Well, how do I get myself motivated to do it again? Well, I don't rah-rah myself up. I just look at it honestly. And so with the meditation, I said, how do I feel when I don't meditate? You know, for me, I start to feel a deeper level of stress. I'm more tense. I'm a bit more scattered. I'm unfocused. I have a harder time, you know, focusing on what I want to do. I feel worse about myself. You see what I mean? So again, those are all honest things. So if you did overeat last week, if you drank a little bit, if you went to bed late, it's important to look at it. And instead of beating yourself up about it, you're looking at it very objectively and you're saying, what does that way of living do to me? You know, how does it make me feel? And you can even, to develop it even more, you can say, how would it feel if I lived that way for the next month, for the next year? Right. And so I could tell you if I ate like, and I didn't really overeat all that much, but it's just different food and it's more than I typically eat. And so it's like, for me personally, like I felt more stuffed than I have, than I ever do really. And then I have in a while. And it's just unpleasant. It makes me feel tired when I eat a lot of like stuffing, right? Kind of richer foods. And when I eat more of them, I just feel lethargic. I feel full. I'm more headachy. you know, it's harder for me to get up in the morning. This is just after a few days. Okay. But this is just honest. This is me. And so that's what I tied into. And so even though I didn't eat great for a few days, I utilize it. You understand? So I want you to understand this, because this is something you do, because you're always going to make mistakes. So am I. And when I make mistakes, instead of beating myself up, I say, okay, what does that way of living make me feel? And how would it make me feel if I continued it? Right. And so if I kept feeling that way, I would feel all of these things. I'd feel annoyed with myself, right? I feel insecure that I can't control my things, and I'm not happy with how I look and feel. I start to feel hopeless, right? It's an effect. It's almost like a drug eaten that way. It starts to overtake you. Okay. And so again, we don't want to get lost in these negative feelings, but we want to look at it and say, God, that's what that food is. Because remember, at the core of all this, we're looking to reprogram ourselves in the simplest way possible. Is we're looking to take crappy eating. When we're struggling with our weight, we're struggling with eating. At the very simplest explanation is we wrap more pleasure around eating crappy foods and pain to not eating them than we do pleasure to eating healthy foods and pain to not eating healthy foods. So we're constantly looking to reprogram ourselves with that. And we're looking to say, oh my God, eating, you know, pies and potatoes and stuffing, oh, it's just gross. It makes me feel crappy. That's kind of what we want. And it doesn't mean you'll never eat it. You know what I mean? But it's like, God, eating candy and sugar and all this stuff, God, it makes me feel depressed and I'm resentful. I'm at myself and everyone else. I'm frustrated and mad. I'm impatient. You know what I mean? Like, and we want to identify that way of eating with these emotions if it's true for you. For me, it 100% is. You know, most people, when they really take a look at it, it is too. So again, we live in a culture that's always glorifying food, but when you really look at the reality of it, how it makes you feel emotionally, again, this is just a couple words, so there's a lot more words you could tap into, but you want to do that. You want to see these, what the effects of these behaviors are with a clear lens, truly, genuinely seeing what they're doing and what the effect they're having on you now and what effect they would accumulatively have into the future. Okay, but like I said, we don't want to get stuck in that. We want to flip over to the positive. Right. And so this is where, again, we always learn through contrast. And so if you had a week like last week and it was a holiday week and you overate too much, there's no need to beat yourself up. It's an opportunity to reflect and compare on how it feels to live your normal, healthy way and how it feels to stuff yourself and eat crappy. And so now we say, okay, how do I want to feel? You know what I mean? Like, what's important to me in my life? And this is the next 5 weeks. Again, this is just the first step, but I'm challenging you. Don't give in to the kind of gravity of the holidays. You know what I mean? There's a whole thought process with that. We just lose ourselves in it. And we go into a coma for a few weeks and then try and imagine January 1st going to wake up and magically change it all around. It doesn't work that way. And so how do we want to live the next 5 weeks? So what if it's the holidays? You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. We go to some party and yeah, eat a little extra, go to holiday dinners. Yeah. Eat more, drink a little extra, whatever. But there's lots of days in there where you're not going to any parties. You know what I mean? It's just your regular life. And how do you want to feel as you go through this next 5 weeks? Right. And I'm assuming it's going to be words like this. And so you begin to ask yourself, you know, how could I feel happier over the holidays? You know, we're going to have a whole lesson on the calm holidays, you know, because if you can calm yourself down, a lot of this wisdom just naturally bubbles up in you. Okay. But how do you want to feel? Remember, you're not at the mercy of your unconscious mind anymore. You're not at the mercy of kind of the gravity of the culture. You can make your own mind up how you want to go through the holidays. And so if you want to go through them, you know, feeling desirable and sexy and energized, you know, those are the emotions that trump food, right? Yeah, that cake looks good, but I like feeling sexier. I like feeling good, and I feel good now. It's like, and next year I'm going to feel even better. You know what I mean? So again, we always want to keep that year time frame is always very powerful. And so again, you may be starting your journey now, or you might be a quarter way through your journey. Next year, a whole another year living this way and thinking this way and living, you know, eating and moving this way, you're going to be even better off. Okay. Because again, this is all about long-term success and it starts now. And so you ask yourself, you know, I'm gonna go through an enthusiastic holiday. I want to feel lucky. I want to feel healthy and happy and optimistic about things. I want to feel self-assured, right? I want to feel confident. You know what I mean? This is the option you have in front of you as well. You know, it doesn't have to be a 5-week coma. It can be a 5-week success period. Again, a balanced one. It doesn't have to be all. It don't have to be 100%, but you could certainly be 70, 80% of where you want to be. that's a real nice, that's a nice balance for it. Okay. So just refocus on the goal, right? That's what we're doing here. And that's, this process just goes on. I mean, this is every Monday, every Sunday night process you can go through, you know what I mean? Where you just kind of refocus yourself, recenter yourself and move forward. It's especially helpful after, you know, a holiday week or a vacation week, you know, without question. And again, we just go right to the core of it. How much you want to weigh, right? What's the goal weight? Just think about it now, refocus on it. What size do you want to be? Right. So we start with the outside kind of most superficial aspect of it, but it's a fine place to start. And then we go into the deeper stuff, right? What do you want to look like? Right. And so again, that's beyond size, right? Because we all know people that are thin that are just look miserable, right? We don't want to be thin and miserable. We want to be happy. We want to have a glow to us. We want to be healthy, energized, happy people to be around. So that's what I mean by looking, having a natural, you know, again, sexiness, attractiveness to us because we're healthy and we're happy people. And we're proud of ourselves and in control of how we live. What clothes do you want to wear? Right? What clothes do you want to be able to wear? How do you want to feel in them? Right? How do you want to move in them? How do you want to present yourself to the world? Again, beyond just a certain weight or a size, but the vibe you're giving off, the person who you're becoming. Right. So it's not this diet struggle to get yourself down to X pounds and then be miserable to do it. It's to be in control of your life, right? To feel happy about who you are and be that person to the world. Okay. So it's your opportunity right now just to start thinking about this. And by the way, here's a secret. The more you think about these things, the easier it is to make them happen. Okay. The more motivation you're going to tap into, the more you think of this stuff. And then it becomes, you know, how do you want to feel, right? Again, those emotions we just talked about, right? Happiness, confidence, successful, right? What level of energy, confidence, joy do you want to experience in your life? And over the next 5 weeks, right? Again, we go into so much of life just is like hypnosis. So they say, oh, holiday season. Oh God, I got so much to do. It's so stressful. The holiday parties and da, 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 da. And I'm not saying you don't have those things to do. But you can always approach things from two sides at least, right? And one is, you know, God, I got to do this, and this is terrible, and this is horrible, and oh no, as opposed to, oh man, I love the holidays. You know, I get to see people, I get to buy people gifts, I get to do all this stuff. I'm thankful I can do it. You know what I mean? Like, so we don't get me wrong. There's challenges, you know, sometimes to holidays, to be in different situations. But we also have the ability to influence them somewhat, and it always starts with the questions we ask. You know, what we're expecting and what we want to, how we want to be. Okay. So begin to think right now, you know, how do you want to feel over the next 5 weeks, ultimately in your health and in your life? How do you want to feel? Such an important question. What level of energy, confidence, joy do you want to experience in your life and over the next 5 weeks? Right. And you say, well, I want to feel a lot of it. Okay. The next question comes, how can I feel that? What can I do to have more energy, more confidence, and more joy over the next 5 weeks? What can I do tomorrow to feel more energy, confidence, and joy? You see, our lives really are dictated by the questions that we ask. And so there's such a powerful thing to refocus us. And then finally, how do you want to live? You know, how do you want to live over the next 5 weeks? It's a great opportunity. I'm telling you, Thanksgiving, who cares, right? It's a day or two. It's not a big deal, no matter what you do. However, if you do make it through Thanksgiving, I've done this before where, again, and even last week, it was relatively in control. It feels good. Again, you prove to yourself, wow, I can do it then. I can do this whenever. And so that's fine. That's a couple of days. But now we're talking, we've got 5 weeks here, okay, which is a substantial amount of time here. And so what I want you to start thinking about is we want to hit January 1st with, you know what I mean, like off a jump. We want to go into the new year with some momentum. And the momentum starts now. You know what I mean? The momentum, let's kick it for 3-4 weeks. You know what I mean? Just rocking and rolling, doing a good job. And then relax for a week or two. And then get ready for January 1st and hit it. You know what I mean? Again, that's my plan. You don't have to obviously, you make your own plan. But how do you want to live, right? How do you want December's to be? How do you want the holiday season? What's it going to mean to you? And how do you want to live through it? Okay, I guess what I'm saying to you is that you have choices. You can choose to a certain degree. Again, I know sometimes we have certain responsibilities we can't avoid, but we can always choose how we're going to show up for those responsibilities. You know, how we're going to do them. Okay. So think about those things and get yourself fired back up and get back on track if you haven't yet. Okay. So you make the decision now. What do you have to do? Again, if you haven't started yet, what do you got to do tomorrow to kind of kick it off? Okay. Let's do it. And you do it by using the motivation from these questions to inspire yourself. Okay. So begin asking these questions, thinking this way, and get yourself back on track quickly. You know what I mean? Because again, let's utilize that extra week. You know what I mean? And hit it good. All right. So if anyone has any questions. So Connie says, I did pretty well over Thanksgiving, gained a couple pounds back, but no big deal. Yeah, super. You know, and remember that I always like to tell myself, you know, if I put a couple pounds on quickly, that to me is proof that I can drop a couple pounds quickly. You know, does it always work out that way? No, but I always tell myself that because again, it's really the weight's always going to follow the lifestyle. And so, yeah, you overeat it for a couple of days, you know, maybe the pounds show up, you know, but then you go back to your normal way of living, you know, and you're, you know, hopefully your weight will go back and usually it will. So Connie says she's definitely back on track now. I've had enough sugar to last until Christmas. I hear you. I've had enough stuffing to last me till next year. And yeah, the sugar as well has been extra sugar. And yeah. And by the way, so again, it's utilization. Like I don't eat a lot of sugar, right? And so when I do eat sugar, so Thanksgiving, right? So I'm eating sugar. And because I don't eat a lot of sugar, most of the time when I do eat like a pie or something, it's extra sweet to me. Because I don't eat a lot of it. And so I'm present in the moment. Like, how enjoyable is this? And sometimes it's enjoyable and sometimes it's not that enjoyable. But either way, when I start consuming a lot of sugar, I'm looking to be mindful of the effects it has on me. Because again, I'm always looking to recondition myself to the point, and I'm pretty much here with sugar. I don't really love it. You know what I mean? Like, and it's a weird one because we're so conditioned to love sugar. And we naturally, you know, as we know, we're naturally like it. You know what I mean? Like it's hardwired into us. But there's room there for us to reprogram ourselves. And so when you eat sugar, enjoy it. But after you finish eating it, notice how it makes you feel, right? You might feel more dehydrated. You might have, you know, a spike of energy and then a crash. How's that crash feel? You might start craving more sugar. Pay attention to that. You want to notice these things. Again, you're not BSing yourself. You know what I mean? You're not saying, oh, I shouldn't eat that sugar because I'm going to gain 10 pounds. We're not lying to ourselves, but we want to be real. What are the effects it has on us physically, mentally, emotionally? And as we start to really tap in and pay attention to that, again, we reprogram ourselves and we give ourselves more freedom from it. Okay. So good job, Connie. I eat more than usual. That's true. And by the way, that's normal, right? To eat more during Thanksgiving is a normal, natural thing. And here, I never speak for everyone, but I have worked with plenty of people where they will just be like, I am not going to overeat on Thanksgiving. And they're following their plan strictly on Thanksgiving. And so often those people are they're so pissed that they had to miss out on all the fun of Thanksgiving that they end up the week later blowing everything because they're so mad that they didn't get to enjoy Thanksgiving. So again, this goes back to that idea that this whole purpose here, and this will not steer you wrong. When your North Star is, I want to increase the quality of my life because the quality of your life includes your weight, but it also includes being able to eat extra on Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? Like it's the sweet spot where it takes into account everything. And so if you set your goal as being, I want to increase the quality of my life, then you can eat extra on Thanksgiving. But then because your goal is to have a high quality of life, when Monday comes, I want to get back on track because that gives me the highest quality of life. So next year, Thanksgiving rolls around, I'm even more at my goal weight. And then who cares what I eat for Thanksgiving? I'll stuff myself silly if I want to, because that's what I've earned. Okay. And so it's a very natural way to do it. So great job. Get water. Connie says Friday night, she was in bed at 6:30, right? I hear you. I've been exhausted and I'm still kind of tired. And this is what I think. So I'll tell you this. I know. Now, again, it wasn't just eating for me. We stayed at a friend's house one night. And another night, it was just kind of up a little bit late. And so there were some other factors, but I knew, and I did a call last Wednesday. I did a private call and I remember telling her, I said, listen, I'm already in my mind looking forward to Sunday. I'm going to be in bed at 9 o'clock. Right. So again, that's understanding that your body is burning up energy, trying to digest all this extra food and live this unusual way of living for a few days. So yeah, that's not unusual. So again, the sleep is one of your best things and we don't want to overtire ourselves. That's going to be very important for this next month too, is making sure that we get the proper sleep and it's available to you. I would say, and I'm so guilty of this, is one of the lessons I've learned. Once we start to get tired, for some reason, we just acclimate to it. We don't realize how tired we are. We don't go to bed as early as we should. And it progresses into, it spirals out into other problems when we're tired. So pay attention and respect your sleep. Okay. It makes everything else easier. I say maybe if it's even more important than water in that sense, that getting the proper amount of sleep, it like gives you superpowers. In our culture, we are chronically overtired. And when you get the proper amount of sleep, I'm telling you, it is night and day being able to control your eating and feel better. Okay. So that's funny. Got it. 6:30 though. That's pretty early. My mom, she went to bed. Yeah, it was the same thing. She started doing some exercise stuff, but she told me the other night, she's like, she went to bed at like 5 o'clock. But I hear you though. I felt like sometimes I probably could have done that. So Connie says, what's with this romaine lettuce scare? Yeah, the romaine lettuce, right? So they got E. coli, and that I believe the cause is there was a lettuce farm that was near, I'm not sure if it was a cow or a pig farm, I forget, but they were spraying, the water got contaminated from that, and it sprayed it onto the romaine. What I do notice now is that the romaine, they're starting to market differently. From my understanding, most romaine is from California, and probably Mexico, but in the country here, California does most of it. So I would avoid California and romaine lettuce for a little while. I just read today that they're going to start marketing on the bags if it's from different areas. You know what I mean? So for example, if you have local romaine, you should be fine. You know, romaine from California, I would absolutely avoid for the moment, for the time being. You definitely don't want, you don't want E. coli. But also, by the way, and because we have taco salads every Tuesday night, so we always have romaine. But it's an opportunity to try some different lettuces too, by the way. Okay, so I don't know if I've told you, my lettuce of choice for my salads during the week is a power greens mix. So if you haven't tried that, I'm a huge fan. And again, there's a whole reason why that power greens are microgreens. They're smaller greens, like arugula. I can't blank it on all the stuff that's in it, but anyways, smaller open leaf lettuces, something like an arugula or even, I don't know why I'm blanking all the lettuces, but when they're smaller leaves and they're exposed to the sun, what happens is the leaves have to create more chlorophyll to protect them. I'm not sure if it's chlorophyll. There's another word. I'm blanking on everything. I guess some reason lettuces are going on in my mind. But so, anyways, the healthiest greens there are the ones where all the leaves are exposed to the sun, because the leaves have to create chemicals to protect themselves, and those chemicals are very healthy for us. So if you haven't tried power greens, it's a great opportunity to try them while the romaine thing's going on. And so Iceberg's a less healthy lettuce. Why? Because the outside of the romaine, the outside leaves are healthier because they're exposed to the sun, but the inside leaves are protected, and so they're not as healthy. And that's why you've probably heard that Iceberg lettuce is a less healthier lettuce. And that's one of the reasons why romaine, again, is a bit more open, which is why most of the leaves are a lot greener, right? As you start to get into the heart of it, again, they're whiter. You see what I mean? So it's an opportunity to try some power greens, because there's some extra health benefits to it. But there's also bib lettuces and red and green leaf lettuces and stuff like that. Yeah, 1 and 2 hikes. Super. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Connie says something really, really smart. She had to put away the desserts, right? And put them out of sight and put out a bowl of Halos. So that's just smart, right? That's just smart strategy. And, you know, that's working. Again, we don't want to rely on willpower. You know, what we want to do is we want to be able to minimize the cravings as much as possible and kind of set ourselves up, set our environment up for success. And so that reminds me again, and that one's kind of obvious. You want to put these desserts out of the way. If they're in the fridge, put them in a, you know, in like a drawer somewhere you won't see them, put the vegetables out where you will see them. And beyond that, on your counters, if you've got like bags of chips or bread or stuff like that, you really should put those into cabinets and cupboards. That is scientifically proven to reduce your cravings and the foods that you eat. Brian Wansink, you know, he's done a lot of research on that, and he literally, people pay him tens of thousands of dollars to go in their kitchen and put the potato chips in a cupboard. But that's basically what it is. You know, you don't want to be looking at them. They trigger cravings on a very, very deep level. So, that's obviously really smart, you know? So let's see. Yeah. Look at Connie, right? I want to wear that red dress, right? And that's what you do. Remember, everything is relative. And so, you know, you're looking at those Christmas cookies and you're like, oh God, I really want those cookies. We can't just say, no, I'm not going to eat those cookies, right? We can't have the pleasure of the cookies and then the pain of not eating them, right? That's the willpower approach. We don't want to set it up that way. So what we want to do is we want to say, okay, there's the pleasure of the cookies, and then there's the pleasure of wearing that dress. There's the pleasure of feeling in control. There's the pleasure of success. So we want to have an alternative pleasure that we can choose. We don't just want to be, oh, the pleasure of the cookies, and I can't have the cookies. So that stinks. You know what I mean? So again, there's the pleasure of the cookies if I eat them, and there's the pain of the deprivation if I don't eat them. Because both of those things are pushing you to eat the cookies. We know the pleasure of the cookies. We know that exists. We don't have to fight against it. But we want to instead put our focus on the pleasure of feeling in control, of being happy, of being proud of our body, the weight loss, and on and on and on. Okay? That's the way we deal with that. The pecans and the pecan pie were really healthy. Actually, you know, I'll learn something interesting. This is my daughter. I don't even know how she even thought about this. But so pecan or pecan. So I think I got this right. Pecans are when it's like if you had like a pecan nut in front of you, that was a pecan. And then if you have a bunch of pecans together, they're pecans. So it's pecan pie because it's multiple pecans. Is that true? I think that's what she was saying. So I'd never heard that before. Yeah, the pecans and the pie. That's so funny, right? So yeah, I tried pecan pie for the first time. So yeah, at least I had some pecans in there, a few healthy nuts. So Connie's getting the power greens mix. Yeah, power greens mix is the best. I love that. And again, that's one thing I get, and I'm not a big fan of getting a lot of plastic, and I get it from where I live. We have a BJ's, which is like a Costco's. They sell a big bin. I'm saying it's probably about like 16 inches wide. It's a good size bin, and it's all power greens. And that power greens is enough for me to make 5 salads. It's the base for 5 salads, right? So, I'm a big fan of that. Cause again, I got the logistics of my salad making down. You know what I mean? So I have all the stuff that would make it as easy as possible. So again, if you were using romaine, the nice thing with these power greens, and sometimes again, I try and get the driest ones because if there's a lot of moisture in the box, they'll go bad quick. One way to deal with that is take a paper towel, put it in there, and that'll absorb some of the moisture. But again, I find that the power greens last a long time. What seems to go the quickest is like when there's red leaf lettuces in there. You know, those red leaf lettuces seem to go the quickest. So I kind of avoid those because if I get a red leaf, like a spring mix with red leaf lettuces in there, it just seems like by Wednesday, Thursday, those red leaves, they get all slimy, you know. You got to be careful of that because, man, you eat one slimy thing, a salad, right? That can screw up your whole thing because all of a sudden you associate that together. So be careful of the qualities, you know what I mean, the qualities of your greens. So I'm a big fan of that. Sweet kale, right? Yeah, so kale, that's what I have. I have baby kale, baby spinach. Maybe radicchio, something like that. So, all right. So Carol, I hope the meditation is going. Hope you get started with that. I just tossed the salad dressing. Yeah. Right. Perfect. By the way, tossing the salad dressing is the secret about tossing the salad dressing is that you'll end up using less of it. So just remember that if you just put dressing on the top and just eat it that way, you'll probably end up using more dressing. Good job, Carol. Up to 3 minutes. Super. That's perfect. Like I said, you know, it's the first couple minutes are really the most important part because you're going from external orientation to an internal one. And so once you get that initial, again, 3 minutes is great because you're really, again, that's kind of the practice of going inside. And once you practice going inside and getting in there, I think you'll naturally have a desire to want to stay there longer. Okay, but they getting that first, like they always say in yoga, there's always a saying that the hardest posture is to get on your mat. And so it's the same thing with meditation. The hardest part is just to do it, just to get started with it. So that's awesome. 3 minutes is that's the hardest part, you know, and so you've kind of done that. And so now just stick with it, keep it simple. And I can almost guarantee you that you'll want to do it longer because it feels so nice. I'm happy. I know I talked about meditation a couple of weeks ago there. So, my meditation's getting back on track. Last week was a little wonky. But it's nice to be back this week. There's one thing about meditation. I'll just say this real quick. It's frustrating about meditation is it's so subtle it's so subtle and it's so powerful. It's like it's a paradoxical thing, but it's like, if you stop meditating, it's not like, you don't really realize it, how, what a big difference it is at first. And again, it's a slow kind of shift from getting away from it. And then you do it again. You're like, oh my God, I really miss this. You know? So it's one of those things, I guess, that what I'm saying to you is that you won't notice it a lot of times because the benefits are very subtle, even though they're powerful. So it becomes one of those things I have to tell myself, that if I stop doing it, I have to remind myself, no, it's a very important thing to do. That's one of the things I've learned from kind of having to fall away a little bit and then coming back to it. And by the way, that's another lesson. Every time you fall away from something, come back to it, it's an opportunity to learn something about that so that it doesn't happen again. Okay. So Carol says, so subtle, it's like nothing is happening. Is that normal? Yeah. I mean, nothing's really happening. You're turning your focus inwards. And what you're doing, though, again, in the initial phases, and I'm going to say, I'm going to make a note because I meant to send that today. I'm going to send you the thing about the meditation if you don't already have that. So it's very subtle. And so at first, what you're doing is you're bringing your attention inwards. You're relaxing your body, specifically your stomach, chest, shoulders, neck, face, relaxing that. And you're influencing your breathing and you're observing it kind of at the same time. So you're kind of like intentionally allowing it to be deeper and fuller. And you're just paying attention to that. What's going to happen is you're going to get distracted while you do that. You know, all of a sudden you're thinking about, you know, some conversation you had 3 days ago. And all of a sudden you're wrapped up in that. And as soon as you realize you're wrapped up in something, it's just an opportunity to say, okay, back to my breathing. And that's it. That's basically what it is. What ends up happening as you do it longer and longer is there are little pockets of stillness and quiet where you're breathing fully and your mind is just clear. And it's just like, it's a mind. It's like there's no words to describe it. You know what I mean? Because there's no thought. It's just being. So again, I'm kind of talking, when you talk about this stuff, you start sounding kind of woo-wee, a little weird, but it's experiential. In Taoism, they'll talk about, they talk about the 10,000 words, which is basically our words to explain everything. And meditation is one of the things in life that's not revolving around words. So it's undescribable. So again, I'm trying to describe something that's not, total enlightenment, right? I wish. So, you know what I mean? Like in the moment, there's just little moments, right? And I don't know, they can just, it's just random, but they're so profound. And, I don't know, it's hard to explain it. It's almost like, I don't know, it's like a dream you have that's so kind of profound, but then you wake up and you don't remember it, but there's still like kind of this kind of remnant, this fingerprint of a feeling from it. And that's kind of the meditation. It's kind of like this subtle feeling that's beyond words. So again, I think you'll hear a lot of people kind of describe it in these weird roundabout ways. I think someone said, I love this quote that someone said, and again, Zen is kind of like the practice of meditation. It's a form of it, but someone said trying to describe, Zen meditation is like trying to scratch an itch on the bottom of your foot through a shoe. So I always love that. So that's why there's a lot of those Zen cones. It's kind of roundabout. It's kind of like black holes. You can't see black holes. They identify them by the movement of the planets around them. And so that's kind of like meditation. You can never actually describe meditation. You can kind of only describe it in a roundabout way. So there you go. It carries outside into an observation in nature. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Practically, what will happen from meditation is, I think, two big things. One is that you'll realize you have thoughts constantly. And in meditation, you'll get connected to a thought and then you just let it go. You know what I mean? You get attached and you just let it go, and you do it by coming back to your breathing. And you just let release it. And that's really powerful. And the other thing is that you have the thought, and you'll recognize that you'll have a thought about some fight you got in last week, and you'll feel your stomach tensing up, and you'll let the thought go and you'll relax your body. So there's kind of two things that I think are really practical that you will bring into the real world. You'll become more aware of your thoughts and the feelings that they're creating in your body. And you'll also realize that these thoughts don't control you. You're in control of the thoughts. And I think that's a powerful realization, you know? So again, it has a very, very practical application, meditation. And it makes all this work that we're doing in terms of the mental programming, it makes you much more aware of the thoughts you're having in the internal kind of visualizations you're having on a regular basis. And once you become aware of them, then you can change them. It's impossible to change them without realizing they're there. And so meditation will give you that ability. It's kind of like, I've heard some people describe, it's almost like an internal microscope that allows you to see things inside yourself that you had been unaware of. Okay. And I guess the third thing is it just allows you to be present in the moment, you know, and that's another benefit. So cool. All right, everyone, have a great week here. Get back on track. Do what you got to do. Get yourself back on track and let's kind of kick ass here for the next 3-4 weeks, you know, take a week or two, just kind of chill, and then we'll hit the year, you know, running. All right. So great job, everyone. Have a great week and we'll talk next Tuesday. Good night, everyone.